Your Wedding Your Way, number 13.
Hi, this is Steve Webb, host of the LifeSpring Family Podcast and the very blessed husband of the lovely Lady Leanne, which is what I call her on the shows. Today, Leanne has something very different for you, and I really think you're going to enjoy it. But first up, we've got a little bit of business to do. Right after that, Leanne will be with you. Thanks for listening.
So have you gone over and looked at the video podcast, The Masthead with Marie Claire? The first episode aired on January the 2nd, and it covered the January issue of the magazine, plus they did a behind-the-scenes of the CSI Crimes of Beauty shoot, and they discussed with Ashley Judd her documentary that she came out with on World AIDS Day. The second episode aired on January the 18th, and that covered the February issue of the magazine, plus it also had some spring fashion tips, what's hot for spring, and the newest trends that are going to be available. And they had a discussion with Ivana Trump. Joanna Coles talked with Ivana about her business footsteps and following after the Donald. You go to themasthead.podshow.com. Hey everyone, don't forget to go over and check out destinationflavor.com and check out the Splenda Flavor Blends. If you'd like to call and make an audio comment to the Splenda people and tell them how much you like their product, the number is 206-600-4550. I know they'd love to hear from you, so give them a call. Hi everyone, thanks for coming back, and for those who are new, thanks for joining us. I hope you subscribe to our podcast. We'd love to have you as family. Don't forget to email me. I'd love to hear from you. It's leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. Or you can give me an audio comment at 206-339-9339. So, we're talking to Stacy. Used to be O'Brien, now it's Campbell. For those of you who don't know, Stacy's my niece. And she's one of my favorite nieces. And Stacy just got married in August. And I helped her plan her wedding. She did most of it, but I helped some.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the interview
and
with Stacy today.
Let's talk about your wedding.
If you did, give me a call.
Talk about 206. How old are you, Stacy?
339-9339.
25.
Now, may this day all that come be blessed with God's
old.
Love.
You're just a young
Bye.
Thing.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm still young. It's weird to be at the middle part of 20 instead of the beginning now.
25 was my hardest year, I thought. Quarter of a century old.
5 years away from 30. I'm so close.
Oh, you just start now.
To death. No, I'm just
kidding. Okay. So you're 25. What's your education level?
I have a bachelor's in English from Azusa Pacific University. And basically this fall, I'm going to be getting my credentials and working on my master's.
And what are you doing with your life right now?
I'm substitute teaching at North High School in Riverside, and hopefully this summer I would like to be joining the Air Force Reserves, and basically that's it right now. And, you know, I'm newly married, so that's a whole new, you know, new part of my life, so.
Has it been enjoyable?
Yes.
Good answer. So where did Stacy's husband is Michael Campbell. And where did you and Michael meet?
We actually met in my last year of college through a friend from church. And they were in Taekwondo together. And she told me that she wanted to introduce me to a really nice guy because she heard that I was on the market again. And because I had had a boyfriend before. And then she told him that she thought, you know, she knew a really nice girl.
She was lying.
No. I'm like, what? Who are you talking about? And so she introduced us. We met at the movies, and nice place for a first date. We didn't hardly get to talk at all, but he kept talking in my ear, and I was like, why are you talking to me during the movie? But we hit it off, and pretty much, you know, a week after that, we went on our first real date, and we've pretty much seen each other almost every single day after that.
So blind dates do work in some occasions.
Some.
Good. So how long did you date Michael?
We dated for 3 years, a little bit over 3 years, and doesn't seem that long, but it was the best 3 years of my life.
What was your idea of how your wedding was going to be when he first proposed to you? When you started the planning session, what did you think the wedding was going to entail?
Well, I'd always kind of hoped that it would be on the beach, and I'd have just a real simple dress, and there'd only be like a few people there and maybe a little bit bigger reception. But I've always just wanted it pretty simple, but that's not really how it turned out. So
kind of got larger from there, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. When you were choosing your location, was that a difficult thing? And how did you go about choosing the location?
Okay. Yeah. That was probably one of the most difficult things that we did, just because, when it's over a year and you're looking, it's a little bit easier because a lot of places aren't booked already. But if you find a really great place, they're usually booked unless it's, you know, a year, year and a half in advance. So, we looked at a couple different places in San Diego and then in Long Beach. And I fell in love with this place in San Diego, and it was on a naval base, and it was just perfect. Everything about it, right next to the water, beautiful new building, you know, everything was upstairs so you could overlook everything at nighttime, like the whole city and the water, and it was just gorgeous. And it was within our price range, and then we went down and we'd already set the date for our wedding. And when we, you know, inquired about, is this open for this date? They said, well, if you want a daytime wedding, then it's open for, you know, pretty much any time that month. But all the nighttime weddings, which is what I wanted, were booked until the next year. And so I went out crying because I was just like, I'm not going to find another place like this. And I was just completely discouraged. But when I kept looking and, you know, we just kept going, and my mom went to so many different places with me. And, you know, there were a lot of places where it just wasn't, you know, just right, exactly what I wanted. I wanted the city with the water, you know, I wanted all of it. So we finally found the place when we went to Long Beach. We found the Reef Restaurant. It's right next to the Queen Mary. And it was just perfect. It's beautiful. The scenery was beautiful. The ballroom was beautiful. It was perfect. So it took us a while, but we found it. And I guess what I would say is just keep looking until you find exactly what you want.
So when you were planning your wedding, how involved were you in all of the different planning stages?
I was completely involved because, except for with the flowers, I mean, of course, you did the flowers, so I would, you know, tell you what I wanted, you know, and I tried to help as much as I could. But with everything else, it was kind of me and my mom thing where we kind of teamed up, and she really helped so much with everything. And, you know, I don't think that it would have been what it was without her. She really, you know, got in there and found, you know, I would say this is what I want, and she would go and look for it on the computer, or she'd call places for me, just because, you know, if I was working, then she'd be looking, and then when she was working, I would try to look. So
you worked it out together. So it's kind of a family thing.
Yes.
Now, how about your invitations? Who helped you with those?
Wow. My sister and her husband, Andy, they helped so much. They actually took our engagement pictures up in the mountains, and they did such a wonderful job. And we took the pictures just to Walmart, and we developed them, and then we put them together ourselves. My mom ordered the outside of the invitation online, and my sister, my cousin Tanya, and I, we all put it together in a couple nights. So it's kind of another thing that we all worked on together.
And how many invitations did you send out?
I think about 250.
Okay, and out of that 250, about how many do you think gave you positive RSVPs?
Probably around 200, a little under 200. We knew that, you know, a lot of them would come back as no's, and that's kind of what we were hoping for, because, you know, you send invitations to people like back east or places where you've lived before, family that, you know, live a long ways away. And of course you're going to invite them, but you're pretty sure that they're not going to say yes. So it's kind of, you know, you're hoping that not everyone will say yes.
Now, so you were trying to fit within a certain amount of people. What right. was your occupancy that you were allowed at the Reef?
200 people.
200 people.
Yeah. Okay. So I was, you know, I had kind of watched with my sister's wedding, and she could only have 100 people, and only like, I would say probably 3/4 of that showed up. So I was kind of hoping the same thing would happen with mine, that not everyone would say, okay, yeah, we're there.
A little so. Expensive if everyone shows.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have an actual coordinator. I didn't act as your actual coordinator for this. Was that?
Yeah, you were pretty much the coordinator.
But because I was doing the flowers, mm-hmm. and we had a few things thrown at us we weren't expecting, do you think it was more difficult for you without an actual quote-unquote coordinator?
Yeah, I think that it would have helped. We were supposed to have a coordinator at the restaurant, but I guess the lady that we had left, and so I'm not sure if they what exactly happened and why we didn't have someone, but it would have helped a lot, because I think things would have run a lot smoother at the place. You know, I just went to a wedding recently where she had a friend who was coordinating everything, and it went so smoothly. She, you know, was telling people where to go, not just people in the wedding, but guests, you know, guests for the wedding. Like, there were certain doors that you couldn't go into in the church because they didn't want anyone to walk on the runner. Mm-hmm. And so she made sure nobody got through those doors. And I mean, I think that having the person who's not in the wedding, who's not frantic, they know exactly what their job is. You know, they think ahead for you. I think that that's wonderful, and it's totally worth it.
So what were your favorite parts of planning the wedding?
Okay, let's see. My favorite parts, my dress. Definitely my dress.
Let's talk about dress shopping really quick.
Okay.
Was it difficult? Was it easy? Was it fun? Was it harrying?
Oh, gosh. Well, at first, it was annoying. I don't like shopping for long periods of time. I am not a night person.
Typical girl, are you?
No. Well, you know, I like shopping, but it's kind of like you're looking for that perfect dress. And when you try on like 50 dresses, it gets to the point where you feel like I'm never going to find the dress, and you just don't want to see any more dresses. You know, you just are so tired of it. And I got to the point where I was almost crying, because I just, you know, I felt like I watched my sister try on her dress, and she just started crying the minute she put it on. And she really hadn't been looking that long for a dress. It was like one of the first ones she tried on when she went to, you know, one of the first stores that she went to. So, I felt like, you know, why can't I find that dress? And it actually ended up being just, you know, I looked in a magazine, I saw the dress that I was like, wow, that's amazing. I would love to have that dress. And so I showed it to my mom. She said, well, let's look it up. We looked it up online. We found, the only two places in the United States that had the dress. And one just happened to be in Huntington Beach, pretty close. And, we went in, found it, tried it on. It was perfect. And that was it. I bawled when I put it on, and I said, this is it. So
tears are the prerequisite for a wedding dress.
I think so. I think either tears or just that look of, it's just a glowing look. And that the when we were putting on my dress, my sister wasn't there, because she had done some of my bridesmaids hair. That's another thing. You need to get a hairstylist for your bridesmaids.
We'll make sure they can do their own.
Yeah, because, you know, she was trying to be hairstylist for them and herself, and so she didn't get there in time, and so I just felt so terrible, and it was just, you know, emotional for both of us. So I think that it wasn't right that I had her doing everybody's hair. So I think that's one thing you really need to plan ahead for.
Now, the stressful part came in the fact that when it came time for you to get ready and take the pictures of you getting ready, who wasn't there?
The photographer.
The photographer wasn't there. And then when it came time for getting on the veil and everything else, who else was still getting ready that was supposed to be part of the pictures?
Oh, my mom and my sister. And, you know, because my sister didn't help me with the dress, I asked her to come help me with the necklace. And, you know, that was real nice. And we got pictures of that. But my mom is running over, you know, trying to, because I wanted her to be the one to put the veil on. And we had a few people take pictures of that. But I thought that was like one of the most important times to have pictures taken, and we didn't have the photographers there, and they had said, you know, we'll do it before the wedding. Once you get there, we'll reenact it. But by the time we got there, the wedding was already supposed to start, so we had no time for that.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about photography. The pictures turned out beautiful, and of course, because the wedding was gorgeous, but there were some snafus. And what are some things that you would think you would want to do different when it came to photography and planning your photographer?
I think that I would, you know, he had us write a list out before, and I think that I would make a list for myself before of things that I, you know, people that I wanted to take pictures with or poses that I wanted, because when you're there, when you're in the moment, you don't think about anything. You just do what they're telling you to do. You want to get down to the reception, so, you know, you don't push for certain pictures. So I didn't even get a picture alone with my mom, and I didn't even think about it. And I don't think that the photographer even noticed. He, you know, I don't put all the blame on him, because, you know, he was trying to get as many pictures as he could, you know, in the time that we had. But it was really hard to, you know, look through my pictures and see, you know, I had pictures with my dad, but not with my mom. And, you know, we had a picture with the whole family, but mm-hmm. It just kind of, I felt really bad, you know, for her, because she didn't have any pictures alone with me. But
so it's very important then to have that list made up, mm-hmm. and then maybe have somebody outside, either in the wedding party or outside of the wedding party, to yes. be sure that the list is covered.
Right.
Because the photographer doesn't really necessarily know everybody that's in your family or everyone that's important to you. And if you just say, my uncle and my aunt, they're going, well, which uncle and aunt?
So, right. And that we took a big family picture with everybody in our family on my side, and supposedly his side, you know, we said, this is what we want. And he wasn't used to that. So I don't think he heard me or my husband saying, this is what we want. And they just kept saying, no, because other people were saying, this is what she wants. And so I think you need to be in direct communication with the photographer at all times, saying, you know, this is what we want. Please do this quickly. And so when we took a big family picture, a lot of Michael's family is not in there. His mom's not even in there. So the picture, I mean, we're not going to buy that one because some important people aren't in there. So,
Are there one or two things that you think you would do differently when you're sharing this with other girls in the future?
Yeah, I think that I would have probably really got on the ball about just planning everything way ahead of time, and not saving things till the last minute, like buying your jewelry the day before, or, you know, putting together all your favors. I think that, you know, when you plan everything ahead of time and it's good to kind of give some jobs to your bridesmaids. They actually like that. You know, they enjoy that. My sister loved being a part of everything. When I would ask my cousin Tanya to, you know, do something for me or help with something, she really felt kind of honored. You know, she was like, yeah, you know, I would love to come and do that. So don't feel like you have to do everything. There are people who will feel honored if you ask them to come help you and kind of not pawn things off on them, but they can help you.
Well, thank you, Stacy, for coming and being with me tonight.
You're
and
welcome.
Doing this interview, and we wish you many more years of wonderful marriage. I know it's going to be great with Michael. He's a wonderful guy, and you're a wonderful girl.
Thank you. So,
thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Stacy today. If you did, give me a call, 206-339-9339. Now may this day and all to come be blessed with God's love. Bye.
This has been an InTouch Productions podcast.